A federal judge has hired an expert to review Arizona's prison health care system. On Thursday, in her first hearing with attorneys from both parties in the Parsons versus Ryan prison health care settlement, Judge Roslyn Silver carried out an order from the previous judge on the case to install a monitor to oversee the state's contract with Corizon Health. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins was in the courtroom yesterday, and he's here now. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning.
So what you saw play out yesterday was actually something that was prompted by our reporting, your reporting here at KJZZ.
That's right, Mark. 1 year ago, almost to the day, I was checking my emails. A former Corizon employee, Dr. Jen Watson, wrote to me and said, "Hey, I used to work in healthcare in Arizona prisons. There's some funny business going on, and you would not believe the things that I saw." So I was immediately over at her house the next day. We had an interesting, very long conversation. One of the most grievous things that Dr. Watson described that we published was the way that Corizon and the Department of Corrections are monitoring an ongoing prison healthcare lawsuit.
That's the Parsons v. Ryan case settled in February of 2015.
Exactly. There are all these very specific guidelines that healthcare providers in the prisons have to follow and benchmarks they are trying to achieve to prove that they're complying with an agreement called a stipulation. This is a broad legal agreement between the lawyers for the inmates and the lawyers for the state. Dr. Watson told us she thought the system was that was monitoring all this was flawed and probably purposefully skewed. We published her account. The federal judge in the case, Magistrate Judge David Duncan, called a hearing the next day. The result of that hearing was that Duncan said that ADC and the state can't be trusted. I'm appointing an independent monitor. So that's who was hired yesterday. So that's the kind of impact one person can have who's brave enough to share their knowledge of wrongdoing.
All right, so Jimmy, who is this monitor and what will they be tasked with doing?
So Judge Silver said after consulting with other judges, she had decided that correctional health care consultant Dr. Mark Stern would be the best candidate to perform the oversight. He is based in Washington State. The plaintiffs said they had no problem with Stern as the court's choice, noting that Stern was an expert in cases against the ACLU, but was generally known and respected in his field. The state, however, objected, saying his previous work shows that he is usually hired by plaintiffs in similar cases and has a history of finding constitutional violations. Basically, they're saying, you know, this person's going to be biased against us. We're not comfortable with this. They said they had found op-eds he had written and statements made by Stern against the privatization of healthcare services. The plaintiff's attorney said, well, maybe this guy finds a lot of violations because there are a lot of constitutional problems in our prisons. So Judge Silver was ultimately impressed by the work he had done in a case in Idaho and hired him. So now, Mark, Stern will be the one to look at all these benchmarks in the settlement, the healthcare performance measures. There are hundreds of them remaining that still are being monitored, and he will review the methodology, the way the state is monitoring their own compliance. The plaintiff's attorneys told me, very frankly, they believe ADC and Corizon are playing with the numbers, and they're very anxious for Dr. Stern to get to work, but they tell me that his appointment will likely add many months to a settlement process that's now going on for almost 4 years.
All right, certainly plenty to keep our eyes on going forward then. That's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Thanks, Jimmy.
My pleasure. Thank you.